Lagniappe, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Paul Rosenthal with the Piatigorsky Foundation, providing tremendous concerts, excellent concerts to our area, and glad to have them back in our area this week. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Glad to have you in. And in fact, Paul, a performance coming up this afternoon, 5:30, at the Louisiana Baptist Children's Home here in Monroe. So definitely looking forward to that. Also, Paul, not only violin, but you're accompanied with Doris Stevenson.
She's a wonderful pianist.
So tell us a little bit about the foundation, folks who may be new to finding out about this, and what exactly is the work that y'all do?
The foundation is named after one of the great giants of classical music of the early part of the 20th century. His name is Gregor Piatigorsky. You might guess that he was Russian, and he emigrated from Russia in time to escape the revolution. And then he went to Europe, and then he got away from Europe in time to escape the world wars and came to the United States for the good fortune of all the rest of us. He was a beautiful, beautiful cellist, and he was a wonderful man. I knew him. And in fact, Doris Stevenson, who will be playing with me, was the pianist for Mr. Piatigorsky and his class of students during the time that I first came out to study with his colleague, Yasha Heifetz. So Doris and I have known each other all these years, and the foundation itself is run by Mr. Piatigorsky's grandson, Evan Drachman, whom you've probably met and heard. He's also a wonderful cellist, plays on his grandfather's old Stradivarius. And Evan decided that he would carry on a mission that belonged to Piatigorsky, his grandfather, which was to bring music to people who might not ordinarily have the chance to have it. And so Evan has devoted a tremendous amount of time and effort, and very successfully, to getting together a stable of people who are interested in and good at playing for audiences that seldom or never hear really great music. So there are a bunch of us, and we love doing it. And Evan, you know, most of the artists are younger ones, and Evan correctly defined that I would enjoy doing this and asked me to do it, and I've loved traveling around the United States playing here and there, and we played in retirement communities and children's homes and in all sorts of places, and that's what Doris and I are doing right now and what the rest of the foundation artists do.
Right, and you mentioned there are a stable of artists. Basically, y'all travel throughout the year.
Yes, we do. Generally, the artists will do two or three tours a year, so I'm right now touring in northern Louisiana, which is a beautiful place to be, and then later on, I think maybe next January, Doris and I will be going to Washington State and traveling there. And there are tours that they do in Florida and in Montana and in Wyoming and in New York and just all over the place. And kind of wonderful. We get to see the USA and to meet a lot of wonderful and interesting people and to bring beautiful music to people and feel appreciated for it.
And we are talking about experienced musicians. Paul, if you would, you know, tell us a little bit about your background, because I was reading a little bit about biography information, and just a well-versed career and a lot of experience with you and the instrument you play.
Oh, yeah. I grew up near New York, and I went to the Juilliard School. And after studying there for, my goodness, it's hard to remember how many years, but it was a lot, I went out to California to study with Yasha Heifetz, the great violinist. And as I say, that's where I met Mr. Piatigorsky and Doris. And when I finished my studies in California, I realized that I was not really cut out to be a New York musician or a Los Angeles musician. And life brought me up to Alaska. This is 40 years ago. And I've lived in Alaska ever since. And that's where I found what every performer really wants, which is an audience. People who listen to you and say, gee, thank you for coming and making music for us. That's what we all dream of having. So I've lived in Alaska, and of course my life also brings me very often outside of Alaska on these tours and other things. I do play in Europe and I do play in Asia. Home is Alaska, and I also present concerts there. I started a music festival in the pretty little town of Sitka, and I present concerts also in Anchorage and bring my friends up. Many wonderful musicians come to Alaska to play for the same reason. So it's been a rich musical life for me.
And with the foundation touring the way it does, I take it the audience experience is just tremendous, because it is a rather more intimate setting. It's, you know, something to where you're close, almost, you know, right there with the audience performing some of these pieces.
And yes,
it's,
I like
it's really
that.
Got it's got
very, very much. Just, you know, it's like being able to talk with a person personally instead of just standing up and opening your mouth and lecturing loudly and hoping that somebody out there is really hearing you.
Right. Speaking again with Paul Rosenthal with the Piatigorsky Foundation. He's going to be performing coming up this afternoon, 5:30 at the Louisiana Baptist Children's Home. And the event is free. It's open to the public, so folks are more than welcome to come and attend. Right, Paul?
Yes, and I hope they will. You know, the program we'll do this afternoon will be oriented as best as we can for younger people because, well, you know, they don't have quite the attention span usually that older people do, so we might not play a full Beethoven sonata or something, but we will play beautiful music, and we'll play it with all our heart, and we'll talk about it, of course, because it's fun to talk about what you're doing and try to persuade people that it's not insane to live a life of making music.
Right. Now, if someone were looking to get in touch with the foundation, perhaps to set up an event somewhere down the road into next year, how would they go about doing that?
Well, I can give you either a phone number or a email address where you could do that. The phone number that you would call is in New York, and it's 212-971-5309. And anybody there at that number would be able to discuss this intelligently with you. They're very nice people. It's the Piatigorsky Foundation. Piatigorsky is spelled Piatigorsky Foundation.org. All one word, Piatigorsky Foundation. And an email to these people will also be sure to get a response from them because they love doing what they're doing. They love organizing and presenting the concerts. We love playing them, and usually our audiences love hearing them. So it's a pretty good deal all the way around.
All right. And once again, going to be playing at the Louisiana Baptist Children's Home this afternoon at 5:30. Also touring across North Louisiana. Let me pass along a couple of more dates coming up. 10 a.m. on December 16th at the Bossier Council on Aging, and also on the 16th at 7 o'clock that evening. Paul, you and Doris are going to be performing at Centenary College, the Hurley School of Music there in Shreveport.
Yes.
So that it's going to be some great concerts coming up. Paul, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to the performance coming up this afternoon, 5:30 at the Baptist Children's Home.
Thanks so much for inviting me on, Bob.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.